Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy in the Indie Nation newsroom. How to survive a zombie apocalypse. This one is everywhere. Still rather entertaining news. I first got word of it over at TechDirt and soon after at Slashdot. It seemed that an author over at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention got rather creative and posted an article about how to prepare for a zombie apocalypse. The article opens as follows. There are all kinds of emergencies out there that we can prepare for. Take a zombie apocalypse, for example. That's right. I said ZOMBIEAPOCALYPSE. You might laugh now, but when it happens, you'll be happy you read this, and hey, maybe you'll even learn a thing or two about how to prepare for a real emergency. The post also includes photos, a brief history of zombies, and looks pretty darn good for a government blog. The article is actually about general disaster preparedness, and in my humble opinion, made a rather dry topic somewhat entertaining. The article gives real pointers, and I do have an example of that in the show notes. However, I guess I'm not the only person who thought this post was worth surfing over to. Although CDC may have been ready for zombies, the IT department was caught with a flood of traffic that ended up crashing out their server. Then again, which is a greater need, avoiding zombies or surfing the web? An appropriate closer for this one may well be NPR versus Zombies from Will Ross of Smart Bomb Radio. Smart Bomb Radio can be found at smartbombradio.libsyn.com and Mevio's Music Alley, along with many, many more PodSafe artist or Creative Commons licensed artists. You can friend and follow Smart Bomb Radio on MySpace as usual. Links will be in the show notes. And this post will be titled How to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse and tagged with Zombies Survive and Crash. And on that note, I am off to double check my urban survival kit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's hard to believe, but the dead are actually rising from their graves. Dozens, maybe hundreds of corpses are slowly coming this way. The police have cordoned off the road, and at this time they're asking everyone to...
We're going to break in here to talk a little bit about National Public Radio and what NPR means to you. As you know, it's day two of our pledge drive here, and we're halfway to our hourly goal of $5,000. So pick up that phone and support your local public radio station now.
And that should keep you alive for the time being. It's total chaos here. Oh my god, they've broken through the lines and they're attacking people left and right. Men, women, even children are dying right before my eyes. They seem immune to bullets or any kind of injury. The only thing that seems to affect them is...
Hi, this is Doug Edelberg from Your Morning Coffee with Doug. Did you know that public radio has been in your city for over 20 years, completely supported by the community, and every year you've answered the call? Just for a dollar a day, you can keep the station on the air, bringing you all the important news as you need it. So pick up the phone and call in your pledge now.
Are doing everything they can to slow down the ever-growing mob of shambling dead, but for every one of those, two seem to take its place. Everyone killed by these horrors rises themselves and becomes one. We've taken cover in a gas station, and I'll stay on the air as long as I can. Oh my god, they're trying to get in! Barricade the door! The police have just given us the following list of evacuation points. You must get to an evacuation point. The police simply do not have the resources to respond to any emergency calls at this time. You must get to an evacuation point. The police simply do not have the resources to respond to any emergency calls at this time. They're asking people to refrain from calling 911. Your call will not be answered. The evacuation points are as follows. For anyone west of 120th Street, your evacuation point is...
Hello. This is Steven from Mellow Jazz. NPR is completely supported by the donations of folks just like you. It's only through your donations that we can provide you with quality entertainment and up-to-minute news coverage. So please, pick up that phone now and support your local public radio station. Every cent goes to provide you with great news coverage just like this.
Ready?
Indie Nation, keep us in your ears for the latest and greatest indie music on the planet.
That's all you get.